Was I supposed to do something?
Well, I'm supposed
Nope.
No, you're not supposed to do anything. You're
just offer your grumpy tech opinion after we get done doing the cursory blah,
all right.
blah, blah.
In that case, you all suck. Thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Exactly. All right. Anyway, I guess we'll do things here. I don't know. In maybe in three, in two, in one.
Holy fuck, it's Friday.
It's all about the pandemics, baby.
Hello and welcome to, this special edition of 2.5 Bens. I think we called it 2 Minutes of Tech Hate or something along those lines. But
yeah, it's pretty much what we called it. It's also just, frankly, a bonus episode.
No, exactly. So I'm Phoneboy.
I'm Phoenix.
And
Sir Bemrose.
And I'm cranky. Sir Bemrose.
Yeah, you're also Sir Bemrose. That's right.
Always cranky and always Sir Bemrose.
So by the way, for this impromptu tech hate, actually Big Loaf sent us $51.99. Thank you, sir. I guess I have to hit the button for the executive producer thing. I thought I had the exec. There it is.
Oh, you the executive producer.
Because it's a big hunk of cheese.
Oh,
it's the big
you
cheese,
the executive producer.
Right? The big cheese with the
you
knife.
You hit it twice.
I hit it twice.
Oh, I honestly thought that was an audio glitch. I'm like, why did that slap on me twice?
No. I thought you weren't slapping back.
Not that you know of.
Yeah.
I don't want to know, trust me. So, okay. Actually, I think this is I think the best way to describe this.
I only slapped back in the privacy of my own studio.
So now we know why the walls look the way they do.
Yeah.
It's soundproofing material.
If that's what you need to tell yourself, everybody else thinks it's spray foam. We know the truth.
Jeez. Well, who said where the foam came from? You know. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
No.
Self-expanding.
No. I don't want to know what he's eating if it's that thick.
Oh my goodness. Well, anyway, so the reason we decided to do this, actually, you're the one who decided that we needed to do this tonight because, well,
guaranteed to fill all the voids. Sorry. We're moving on.
Oh my God.
That's a mental picture I am not ever getting out of my head
Never
now,
mind.
Even with brain bleach. Damn it.
So honey, you're the one who sort of called this impromptu tech hate. So,
yes, I did.
It's actually, I'd say fallout from a particular story that we covered on episode 28 of 2.5 Bens. So you can go to 2.5bens.com/28 to get the, if you haven't listened to that episode yet. But anyway, so
I haven't listened to that episode.
Well, no, of course you haven't listened to it. You were on it. You were there for the recording of it, so you don't need to listen to it.
Here's the thing. I think the best way to explain why the 2 minutes of tech hate needed to exist today is this.
This is bullshit.
I get an email that, because Microsoft has decided that their technology is just so fucking insecure with SMS authentication for two-factor and all that happy shit.
I think they just didn't want to pay for the service anymore.
Well,
at least the way
I
read the article.
Let's... You know, we can split
yes.
hairs.
And also,
that.
they didn't control the technology end to end. There is definitely a control feature in this.
Oh yes,
bigly.
Yeah, exactly. Which is kind of okay. So go on, and then we can shit all over it.
Yes, and shit all over it we shall, because I find out that we are being forced to download an application. For what is it called, Phoneboy?
It's called Microsoft Authenticator.
Yeah. Oh, we have to download this app and, you know, go through this shit to log into...
And possibly use passkeys.
Right. And, you know, to log into our school account now. And I went, no. Abso-fucking-lutely not. You don't pay my phone bill. You're not going to force me to fucking download an application from a company that has no less than 400 to 500 fucking... patches required now, thanks to AI being so far up its ass. If they had a glass belly button, it could see the world. Okay. And you want to dig your shit deeper into my day, my school experience, because, our IT department, our CIO thinks it's a great idea because Microsoft's phasing us out. Well, we're just going to fuck all you students and make it necessary for you to do this and that and the other thing. Well, guess who's not? This fucking girl. I don't give a fat fuck in France. I am not downloading this app. Fuck Microsoft. Fuck Rhone State. Fuck getting my degree if that is what I have to do in order to fucking prove I'm me and it's my fucking account. If my money's not enough to prove it's me, if my fucking presence is enough to prove it's me, then...
Fuck you!
I don't need this degree that bad. I don't want it that bad. I hate technology. I hate the way technology is going. I wish it would burn to the fucking ground so I could piss on the ashes. And you think I'm gonna fucking spend $1,400 so I have to download an application on my phone you don't fucking pay for? Have my privacy and my location violated? Oh, I think not, ladies and gentlemen.
She's finally maturing as a Ben. I'm so proud.
Well, it's funny. She didn't have to go through 30 years of this shit. You encounter it and you go, oh, yeah. Well, see, she's coming in at this point, and yes, you've seen all the, you know, it wasn't quite so bad when we started, but it's...
You've never arrived until you reach the fuck everything about technology point.
I think the email this morning, quite honestly, caused that snap in me. Because, I mean, look, you guys know there's other factors, like the fact that the person who runs my second major that I'm attempting to begin hasn't even bothered to have enough dignity to return an email. So 2 weeks now I've been waiting for this cunt to return a fucking email. Hi, fuck you. I've got your email. You're welcome in the class. You're not welcome. Nothing. Not a fucking thing. I even reached out to my own professor in my CITC fucking course, okay, and said, can you do something? Now, I didn't realize that the person I was trying to contact, not only being the, what the hell would you call it? Not leader, but the...
Well, there's basically
the person who runs the program.
Yeah, kind of similar to...
The person I'm trying to email is the person who runs the program.
Very similar to who you're doing in your
cybersecurity. Right, right. Yeah. Professor George runs the CITC program. Yeah. This twat runs the criminal justice program.
Yes. Okay. And she's also the instructor for your...
And she happens to be the instructor for my fucking first class. Oh, I can assure you, Cupcake, if I don't fucking opt out, you're going to have a great semester, pretty girl. Because let me tell you, not responding and being an adult, that's not going to get you anywhere but called before the fucking dean. Because I'm done playing grab-ass games with this college. I've spent enough money to earn the right to say, do your fucking job or don't have one. I'm done. My rage has boiled over at the fact that a death of 1,000 paper cuts when it comes to, oh, you have to change this. Oh, you have to do that. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. How about no? Until you pay my phone bill, until you give me a good reason with a secure company that I want to assign an application to my phone, which, by the way, after the stories we did last week with the fact that Apple just lets any Tom, Dick, and Pedo on their fucking store, I'm not sure I want to download an application from a company I frankly don't trust. That being Apple or Microsoft.
Well, but and that's the thing about all this. I think I don't know that it may be worth going over through some of the, it's like they're saying, okay, you know, okay, SMS. Yeah, they don't control the entire technology stack, and that can theoretically be hacked. Fine. Okay. So what are you doing? You're putting that technology stack in the hands of a company that, as far as I'm concerned, is part of the fucking problem, because we have to patch their shit all the time. They're finding more vulnerabilities, and of course AI is going to find even more of them because they're such shitty coders, right? And you know,
they
also,
by the way, they don't need AI. Nightmare Eclipse dropped another vulnerability this week, by the way.
We love us some Nightmare Eclipse. Keep going, my brother or sister, whichever you are, keep the hate flowing.
They don't need AI. The old method is providing plenty of vulnerabilities for that company.
And that's exactly the point. I'm supposed to put my future, my information. I know if you're on the internet, your information's already out there. Let's just bypass that, okay? But the fact that I'm being asked to violate my own personal data sovereignty by putting this app on my phone and having to use it just to be able to log into my fucking school account. Yeah, that's really feeling like a bridge too far. And I really, I want to tell my fucking college.
Now you listen to me, Jerkoff. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Quit being part of the fucking problem.
Yeah, they're part of, yeah, because, you know, if they actually cared about security, like, it's, yeah, because I think what, so, where I kind of check my thought on this, right? First of all, let's talk about the push to pass keys, right? okay, so at least a password is something I can have in my mind, or yeah, I can use a password manager, and yeah, I probably, you know, there, you know, whether you should use a cloud-based one or not, you know, you could argue about all that shit, but at least with a password, I can control where that password goes, right? I can decide that it needs to just be written down on a sticky piece of paper. It's my choice as to what to do. Now, with a passkey, yeah, what you've taken the password and put it in a file that you're assuming that the operating systems that it's stored on aren't going to be hacked and that data isn't going to be taken.
And so excuse me. Yeah. No, finish your thought, because I got something to say about that.
Yeah. So now you've taken your password, which is something that you could easily change or whatever. But yeah, this passkey is going to have the same problem as a password, you know, because now you're assuming that passkey isn't going to be stolen by some Tom, Dick, and Harry that does a zero day on your system or whatever and pulls the fucking passkey out. Not like so I can trust Microsoft to fucking store it.
I still think that there's actually a lot of confusion out there as to exactly what a passkey is. From a cryptographic standpoint, a passkey is just a password. It is a cryptographic secret that tends to be a lot longer. But the thing that makes a passkey distinct from a password, passphrase, whatever it is, the classic version, the entire secret is all something the user supplies. So if your password is, you know, my voice is my passport, that is the entire password. That is the entire cryptographic secret. But that's not how it works with passkeys. With passkeys, the cryptographic secret, which tends to be like 2,000 bits, so cryptographically, on paper, it is very, very secure because it's really long. But what they'll do is they'll chop off the first 100 bits or so and make that something that looks vaguely like a password, although they've come up with all kinds of weird, interesting ways to store it. But then they take the other 1,900 bits and they stick it in a file in some secure storage on your device. So now your password is partly a secret you know and partly a device running proprietary software from an OS vendor that you shouldn't trust.
And that's the key word, proprietary software. Thank you.
Yes. So that's literally what a passkey is a significant chunk of the cryptographic secret is now stored in a file and you don't know where, the only thing you know for sure is it has to be on that device, which is why, you know, passkeys work fantastically when you've got a proprietary Microsoft app on your phone because it's perfectly happy to store 1900 bits worth of your cryptographic secret so that, you know, you enter a 4-digit pin and then it supplies the rest of it from your device. And if you ever lose the device, you're fucked.
Well,
but of course they don't mention
that
question.
What happens if your device gets stolen, broken?
Well, fortunately, all you have to do is trust Microsoft and they have the means of restoring your account. Even if you lose your cryptographic secret.
How about new?
That's always the trick is you just, you know, the vendor who is supplying the solution, if you just trust them implicitly with all of your data, then it all works.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, that's a real issue. And I said, because, yeah, it's still on the device, right? That means that it's probably, yeah, you're again, we're assuming that however they do it, you know, Apple probably does something similar, right? But you're relying on the security of that for your stuff. And if it's like a hardware thing and there's a hardware bug, well, guess what? You're fucked, buddy. Because there's no patch in hardware.
Not at all. And you
are you kidding me? The hardware these days is all software.
He's not wrong.
The hardware is just a, you know, even dedicated hardware is no longer a PROM chip or anything. It's all a 386 processor with some non-volatile memory that gets software patches every month.
Well, here's another thought that I'm having. So, because I talked to Phoneboy about this after I calmed down and stopped yelling and throwing things around the
bedroom. Wait, when did you do that?
Probably about 30 seconds
before you came on air.
About 30 seconds before you got here. No, on a serious note, though, after my initial, complete, default no that I usually run in my brain of hell no, I'm not doing this. The thought came to mind, well, what if I just used one of my other phones that I use for things that aren't my own personal knowledge, where if someone got the phone number, cool story, bro, I don't ever keep that phone on, so you're just going to be on block anyway because I don't even think I have a ringer on that phone. I think everything is default deny for that phone. But the point being, okay, my thought was, what if I just assigned that number? But I'm wondering, because my number is currently in the system as my cell phone number, I'm not sure that I can do that.
First of all, let me tell you how pleased I am to know that you've moved past the part where you're just raging about it and looking for solutions. I can tell you there are at least two that get you around this particular little issue.
That's part of why I called the impromptu Benz, because if anyone was going to know how to get around this in a way that I could tolerate.
So it is a phone app, right?
Yeah, yes. It's a Microsoft Authenticator, yeah.
Yeah, so you know that runs in an emulator. Well, so you could install an emulator on your PC and run it there, and then you've got a virtual device.
I can't do. That would mean bringing my PC to school, which I really don't want to fucking do again. Because in order to get into my school account, just if I'm in my in-person class, I'm going to have said device on me to log into my account.
Yeah, which means...
All right, well, the second solution is... go into any location where you can download open source software. My preference is generally somewhere called F-Droid. And look for the letters T-O-T-P, which stands for, I believe, timed one-time password. That is the algorithm that Microsoft Authenticator and Google Authenticator use in order to generate the keys. Now, these authenticator apps do not provide any mechanism for getting your existing keys out of the app, so you'll have to generate a new one through whatever recovery system there is. But if you go out and find an open source TOTP app, you will be able to use this on your phone without installing something from that particular vendor.
If I'm not sure if they're going to allow TOTP or if you're going to have to use the Microsoft Authenticator app, and I'll tell you how it works for me.
I get the indication it's going to have to be the app with these twats.
My day job also uses this bullshit too. This is how I do it, right? And it's kind of, you already kind of get that now because you have the Outlook app on your phone. And sometimes you get push notifications to that.
That's exactly how the push notifications were coming in, through my Outlook. Okay, I have Outlook because it's my email for school. I refuse, capital R, okay, to add another application to my phone. I'm going to play it off. I don't have a phone. My cell phone got destroyed, and I can't afford to replace it. What's your solution, sir? Yeah, I'm going to make them fucking declare.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean,
you're talking about the solution that I use at work when they tell me that I need to join the WhatsApp group.
Yeah, literally, Ryan, I'm using a page out of your book, man. I'm literally going to be like, dude, my phone got destroyed and I can't afford to get a replacement. I don't have a cell phone. I'm sorry. What's your solution? And believe me, I have the documentation to push back because two semesters ago, I did a presentation with Aiden, was his name, wasn't it? My partner?
Yeah, it might have been, yeah.
I can't remember my partner's name, but we did LastPass Breach. And this just reeks of more residue from what could happen when you allow a password manager or an authenticator to run your shit. That's my opinion. Maybe it's an uneducated opinion, but it's still my opinion.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we can also look and see, because Yeah, the TOTP apps, which is actually what I use most of the, I mean, for a lot of the stuff, that's the way I do the two-factor, because, yeah, at least on that I can choose it. It's an open algorithm. It doesn't require, you know, it's something I could actually run completely offline if I wanted to, because it doesn't work. It's literally a time-based algorithm, right? So as long as your clock on your phone is synced, then you can use that. But that's very different than, yeah, requiring an app, because I have to use the Microsoft Authenticator app for work, and it sends a push notification, right? To, you know, when I want to do the second factor, it sends me a push. It says, hi, I have this. Okay. You know, give me the, you know, tell me what number, you know, type in 33 into your authenticator app, and then you go into your authenticator app and it's.
I want to know how this is any fucking different than what they've had, other than the fact it comes through SMS, which first and foremost, we all know is fucking unencrypted and unsecure. Okay.
But open.
Still. I don't understand. Well, I'm just saying,
if your problem is proprietary software stacks, then SMS is one of those. It's an open protocol, which I think is desirable.
Yeah, we're requiring a closed loop system. Yeah, it's a huge problem. And we know passkeys. Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, moving them between devices, good luck, right? And also, I'm, again, relying on the security of every component in the chain to not have a security vulnerability, so that somebody better not fucking exploit it and get that file. Otherwise, we're fucked, right?
Most of those discussions don't even put Microsoft in the threat model as a potential threat.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Microsoft is.
And Microsoft is one of the biggest threats come lately.
Yeah, well, they've been the biggest threat. It's just gotten worse. I mean, shit.
I'll rephrase that. It's become more evident in the forefront, not the foreground.
Yeah.
That they are a bigger threat.
Yeah, because, yeah, if you don't trust the, you know, one of the things in cybersecurity is fundamentally you have to trust something, right? Because you have to trust the tools to do their job. Well, what if you don't trust the tools to do their job? Well, you replace the tools.
Then you go live in a cabin.
Yeah, you write a manifesto and hopefully don't try to, you know, stuff it in a pipe bomb or something. And,
Professor,
you know,
Ted was right.
Professor Ted was right. I mean, he did it to get attention, but yeah. I start looking at all this technology and I go, yeah, this is just not good. And if I have to trust Microsoft, no, it's bad.
That's my first problem.
Yeah, you're asking me to trust Microsoft, and I'm not even sure I trust Apple so much anymore. But
NetNed's being a ball crusher over here about how about a FaceTime authentication so you feel safe. And I said, how about hell no? He said, but it's your face. Do you not trust your face? No.
Not even a little bit.
Not when biometrics not can be morning. Fucking stolen, turned into by AI, any kind of deep fake. No, thank you. I'll pass.
Yeah, but...
Did you miss the episode? And I don't remember which one it was where we talked about how, you know, biometrics is definitely not the route to go because of the fact it is not as secure as people think it is. Yes, you can't change your face. You can't change your fingerprints, which means if that shit gets hacked...
Because it can be spoofed and it can't be changed when it...
Exactly.
Yeah.
What Ryan just said.
So, but I think there's a much bigger question here. And I think this is, you know, because it's very clear that technology and many things in our life are getting just way too onerous, right? I mean... It, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of going, I'm wondering when I'm going to get the similar email from, my day job, about, because I'm sure this is going to affect them too, since, you know, yeah. And I'm just like, okay, I'm like, well, I'm already using it, so I'm probably not, you know, I think we've required it for other reasons anyway. So, you know, the reality is, yeah, we're pretty much not.
The difference, Phone Boy, is you suffer from Bohica. Because of your job, I don't.
Yeah. So when I saw this, I went, yeah, okay, I guess. But yeah, but you made the most salient point, right? And they don't control the stack, and that's what they all want to do is control the stack. And even this, you know, okay, I didn't bring this as a story, but I was doing some search. So I found I found this report by J.P. Morgan. You know, invest, you know, their investment side. They're writing this paper about the fact that basically we've now gotten to because of AI, we've gotten to the point now where, yeah, the minute a vulnerability is announced and AI is probably going to figure out how to exploit it. And so now you pretty much every...
Less than 24 hours from detection to...
Yeah. More like 24 seconds.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, so...
I'm saying what the story said, because I know the story, he brought it to me, and gave me kind of the talking points on it. and it basically said within 24 hours of announcement, it's already being zero-day exploited by hackers.
And so now let's put a little context around that because I think it still kind of fits into this idea. But so organizations, right? And I'm sure JP Morgan Chase is one of those companies that doesn't patch their stuff daily. They may not even patch it monthly. So now you're asking organizations who historically don't do shit like that and haven't done shit like that, which basically all of them, right? You know, getting anybody to apply a patch on any sort of regular basis is a bit of a challenge. Now you're asking them to do it daily. And that's going to be, you know, and that's going to be required because AI is going to find everything. And you've got to be like so perfect on your cybersecurity. Yeah. So
I can't wait for all the Windows users to enjoy the daily reboots. Let's see Microsoft push that. You know, one of the primary reasons I fucking jumped ship off of Microsoft was that they wanted me to reboot on their schedule and not mine. That's why I call it, for example, 3 days ago was the August reboot Tuesday. No, I don't say patch Tuesday. I call it what it is. It's reboot Tuesday. It is the day that whatever the fuck you're doing with your machine, fuck you, it's going to reboot. And they do that once a month and people barely put up with it. I don't. That's why I left, went to another platform.
Is it announced?
When this has to happen daily.
Is it announced they're going to do their reboot?
Well, of course they haven't announced it. It's the second Tuesday of every month. That's when Patch Tuesday comes out. So that's
Reboot Tuesday.
Yeah, that's Reboot Tuesday, right? So people kind of know on schedule when it is. But if we're going to literally have to patch our software daily or more frequently in order to, you know...
And the data plays this out. The number of out-of-band patches in the last 2 years has been outrageous.
And what do you...
Microsoft releasing things that weren't on Reboot Tuesday.
Yeah. And so, I'm just looking at all this and I'm going, every time you install one of these patches, you have to reboot, especially on Windows, you have to reboot. So, how is this going to be for productivity? I'm like, you know, how do the AIs stay up?
Hold on. You're discussing productivity when you talk about one of these generic LLMs that you have to go back and double check its work, much like, you told me something recently about something, I know what it was, with your day job, something was written with AI, I know what it was, no, this was actually a Sir Bemrose gem, this was the person who decided to do something in Python with AI, and now a certain stream just plays music with no shows because fuck you, I'm not debugging your AI Python.
I mean,
No. By the way, there was a follow up to that. A couple hours later, for some reason that I still don't understand, it went back to playing podcasts.
Oh, how wild! Just random bug.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, it sounds like, that just sounds like liquid soap. It may not even be vibe coding that's causing. Well, if he's using liquid soap, I
honestly think what it did was it went through the whole playlist of all of the music songs. What was happening, what she was alluding to was the No Agenda stream has recently had an update of the backend software. All of the janky stuff that I personally coded in 2019 in PowerShell has been replaced with something vibe coded in Python.
Because that's so much better.
I'm reserving judgment. I've chosen not to completely shit on the software initially.
I'll do it
but,
for you.
I'm having a little bit of growing pains trying to use the new interface because of course I knew how to do everything in the old method, but the very recently I was trying to predict what podcast was going to come on after the main show the other day, and it turned out that a podcast didn't come on, a song came on, and then another song came on, and then another song came on, and then like after about 7 songs I was like, I have to leave, I don't know what this stream is doing, and I guess it played about 35 or 40 songs, which might have been the length of the default song playlist. And then mysteriously went to podcasts again. Not the one that was announced, of course, but podcasts.
Kind of reminds me of what happens when liquid soap fucks you off and all of a sudden we keep hearing bumpers instead of music on our stream.
Yeah, I have no idea.
And so it may have been a liquid soap thing.
Liquid soap is one of the most jankiest pieces of software I've ever used. And yeah, of course, I'm also probably running an old version of it, but you know.
When we were running the duct taped and bondoed version of PowerShell plus bash scripts that I had written 7 years ago, I was fully capable of debugging this shit and getting stuff solved within 5 or 10 minutes.
Coincidence?
I don't have that ability. I would not be surprised if the code now is much cleaner and more like streamlined and everything. It's all written in Python from start to finish. I'm sure that's great, but I do not have the ability to debug this on the fly anymore.
Well, no,
especially being vibe coded. Sorry, but when AI touches anything code, you can just be assured that trying to debug it is going to be a hair pulling experience.
Yes, because it's hard enough to debug your code when you're the one who wrote it. if you didn't write the code and you're looking at somebody else's code, whether it was written by a human or a computer, a lot of times you're just going, "What the fuck were they trying to do?" And
every senior developer has come across that moment where they look at it and be like, "This code is so terrible. What asshole wrote this?" And then you dig through the Git history and you're like, "Oh, it was me."
Yes.
5 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I try to put comments in there so that I have some idea what the fuck I was thinking because, yeah.
Yeah, all I'm saying is that 2019 Sir Bemrose was not the same coder that I am now.
Yeah. And this, but yeah, I mean, this whole, yeah, but I think, I think when we were talking about this issue of, you know, yeah, the tech is, you know, starting to become very onerous, and whether it's been onerous for a long time, and right, you and I have lived inside that and watched it sort of happen, and even, you know, pointed and laughed and made content about how shitty tech is, and you know, I mean, hell, JCD made a living making fun of tech, you know.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and
you know what's funny? I do wonder if my professor knows who JCD is, considering the fact he's been in the field long enough and so on and so forth. I might, when I go back to classes, just kind of casually ask him, like, so. By the way, professor, just random question. Do you have any idea who this man is? Just for the fuck's grins. And because I'd love to see his reaction. Because I know, first day of class, when we start talking about this shit, I'm going to be the one his eyes are going to fall on when he asks me about the file extension for these forensics files.
Yes.
You know, I know. I'm already in the crosshairs. I don't have to ask that question. I've seen him do it to other people 2 semesters ago when I was brand new in the class, and he hammered on other people he's had in his class before, like, you know, the really good-looking dude who I said looked like he could walk out of class and into an AI job in a heartbeat. So, yeah, I know this is coming.
You said an IT job, but maybe these days it is an AI job. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, you know, truth wanting to come out there.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, I mean, it's just kind of this, and I think, you know, and I've been thinking about this and going, well, yeah, the tech is just, the tech, you can use the tech in a sovereign manner. It can certainly be very useful. The problem is we have to trust, you know, when everything is something that you have to trust, you know, Microsoft or Apple or I don't know, fucking Oracle or any of these other big companies that, you know, release, you know, I don't know. Apple doesn't have as many CVEs that they patch. I'm not saying that they're necessarily better, but
it's not just CVEs. The problem is there's two trends happening at once. There is the amount of trust being demanded by these tech companies of the users is increasing, while simultaneously the number of examples and reasons not to trust them is going up and up and up. And people, the Overton window is moving. People are just getting used to the idea, of course these companies keep having breaches and they're stealing and selling my data and they're deleting my digital libraries, but there's nothing else out there, so I guess I'll just trust them again and again and again.
So it's basically, I have no other option. So instead of exercising my autonomy and my sovereignty, walking away saying, I don't need to fuck with this technology,
we're just going to keep taking the ass.
But
you do have another option. You put your phone in the drawer. You use manual light switches. You use an old style car that's not a smartphone. You use a refrigerator that doesn't have a goddamn screen or Android install in it.
My fucking barbecue doesn't need Bluetooth and it doesn't need to email me.
Yeah. But the problem is that people don't comprehend that these are even options, if they even know about the option. The very concept of, oh my God, I can't leave the house without my phone in my hand. It'd be like leaving without underwear. People honestly think that way. They honestly feel undressed if they don't have this fondle slab in their hand as they're leaving. And I don't know what to do about these people other than point and laugh, because they're literally broken. They don't comprehend anymore. And, you know, Weirdo is talking in the chat room right now about, you know, programmers who've only ever seen AI code and they think that that's normal. And like I said, I don't know what to do for them other than point and laugh, because you people have never been introduced to something that doesn't suck. But it used to exist.
Yeah, it used to exist. Yes, or we used to not have to require all this stuff. And I think this episode is going to be called Fungal Slab, unless somebody comes up with something better. But
no, go ahead, because I was going to say something.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say to you, Sir Bemrose, on that is all you have to do is basically look at anybody who's maybe 20, 30, 30 and under, I'll say at this point. And more or less the majority of the population, but I'll target 30s on this one. Majority of the population, they reach for their phone, can't find it, and they're spinning around like a dog chasing their tail, like, where'd it go, where'd it go? I just had it, oh my God. 20, 30-year-olds, okay? If they don't have their phones, this is mental illness. This is complete meltdown. This is loop.
Yeah.
Because
and
it's
I'm
constant.
Not a psychiatrist.
Where's my phone? Where's my phone? I need my phone. I watch these cop cam videos, and
I'm not
swear
a psychiatrist. I can't help them with that. All I can do is laugh at them.
No, and I assure you, I think that pointing and laughing is the exact right course of action for these people, and it's another reason why that. Yeah, or tethered to a wall like it's a leash, because, you know, nobody charges their cell phones anymore. I can't count how many times as a rideshare driver, I've got people who are like, yeah, my phone's on 4%. I'm going to have to call you back. Or they're like, do you have a charger? No, I don't. Do I?
Yeah,
yes.
No.
Can you use it? No. If you're too fucking stupid to have charged your phone and you've been on it all day so much, that's a you problem, asshole.
How about you try spending 30 seconds with a dead phone? It might be therapeutic.
That's what I know. But that's the thing.
I don't charge my phone either, but
and under lose their blessed minds if a cop takes their phone away because you can't have it in the back seat of the fucking cop car.
But
by
the way,
freaking out.
I only charge my phone once a week, but here's the weird thing. It's because the battery lasts that long when you don't have 700 fucking apps on it.
Or even turned on.
Well, that too.
Well, yeah.
Because no, I keep it turned on. It's getting spam phone calls and spam SMS messages. Ugh, what
gross.
Else do I need out of a phone?
But, you know, I'm serious, you guys. Okay, as a last thought real quick on this whole school situation, Phoneboy and I are going to talk behind the mic. When I have a fuck to give.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
Not really, but it's going to be what we do. About the workaround you were talking about with the F-Droid stuff. Okay.
Well, F-Droid requires you have an Android phone, which...
equivalent, though.
Yeah, we have...
Which I recommend.
Here's the thing.
We're going to find an Israeli workaround for this, my default, and I'm going to say this right now, if... I would much rather, and I'm going to be real about it, I would truly much rather be like, you know what? I don't have a cell phone. How do you expect me to go about logging into my thing? Because as far as I'm concerned, unless you are paying for my cell phone bill, I don't have one as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, exactly.
So I will not be downloading an app on a mystery device that I don't own. Because as far as I'm concerned, I have a mythical cell phone. It's ethereal. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
It does exist. It's the phone right next to me, and it's called... When I got the phone, the very first thing I did was go into the debug tools and removed Google Play, and you'd be amazed how many apps don't fucking run.
Yeah, it's amazing how many kind of don't like when you disable JavaScript either.
That would be every website, pretty much.
Yeah.
Or if you have an ad blocker, which, yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, okay, yeah. Again, having worked on a site that had their ad server hacked, this was not my, this was some contract writing I was doing like 20 years ago. You know, it's like, yeah, okay. So my this because somebody injected a JavaScript ad into the website. Yeah, okay. Now it got owned and compromised and caused all kinds of problems. Fan-fucking-tastic. So there's a good reason I run a fucking ad blocker on the sites that even, you know, yeah, I probably, you know, turning off JavaScript. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I probably should. But
ad block, you know, interestingly, ad blockers kind of are they've kind of reached critical mass to the point where the people who write sites are generally aware that a non-trivial number of their users are blocking ads. And therefore, if you break the site entirely, you know, people have tried with the ad blocker, blockers, et cetera, and it doesn't work. And if you manage to harm the site enough when an ad blocker is present, you're going to hear about it, and you're going to hear about it through your help desk. And eventually your CEO is going to come down and be like, why is the website totally broken for these users? And so ad blockers have enough critical mass that site authors kind of have to give a shit about it. Sadly, the contingent of people who run without JavaScript, which as far as I'm aware is me, does not have critical mass. And therefore, site authors are perfectly fine with, hey, what do you think of our redesigned blank page? Well, I guess I think I'm never going to use your site again, fuckers.
Agree with that.
No.
But so, just as a quick question
and
to you.
And they don't care because I'm the only one.
as a quick question to you and Foam Boy, Sir Vemros, do you guys think, and again, I know this decision is mine, but do you guys, as dude named Ben, think I'm making the right decision by...
No.
Saying I don't have a cell phone and leaving my phone in my car when I go to class and like, go ahead, check me. I have no cell phone. I don't have one. Argue
you,
that
you
I do.
You have to be prepared for pushback, and you're going to have to be prepared for compromises is all I'm going to say.
Oh, Sir Bemrose, by now you should know we're almost 30 episodes into doing our show. Pushback isn't something I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
Well, for example, I'm unpromotable at my current company precisely because I'm not in the WhatsApp group. If I were in the WhatsApp group, if I had WhatsApp, I would probably be, you know, in the top team leads group all the time.
Does that break your heart?
Not terribly, because I don't really want to be saddled with responsibility at this company. But even if I did, just be aware that, you know, people are going to, it's like having a green bubble in your iPhone groups. People are going to look at you.
People who are Apple people see a green bubble and go, oh, you're an Android person.
Yeah. And I'm perfectly okay with that. And fuck everybody who is, you know, bubble racist. But still.
I am completely fine with being the turd in the punch bowl and sticking out like a zit on a teenager on prom night. I'm perfectly fine. I've done it before. I'll do it again. I'm the person who literally all but screamed at my professor to fucking declare, stop answering me a question like a professor and answer me like like George McGobgob, goddammit. What is your true feelings on AI? Stop being their bitch.
Be aware that it's not seamless to take a stand like this, and you are going to have, you know, for example, there's going to be times when you're going to have to come up with your own workarounds for things. For example, I know which people I need to call in the evening to ask if I'm on the schedule because they only post the schedule in the WhatsApp group.
No, I get not a, that not I'm going to have deal. To have that.
You know, there have been days, for example, when I show up and then find out later that I wasn't on the schedule for one reason or another, usually too many people showing up to work, and I didn't need to make the trip, for example. That is a trade-off.
But that's something you can live with.
You're going to have to decide what level and where your lines are, because some of the trade-offs are going to be a lot more difficult.
Here's the way I view this, Ryan, okay? And I'll look at it from a judicial standpoint, if you will, okay? If I get accused of a crime, my job is not to prove to you that I didn't do it. the prosecution's job is to prove that I did. In this case, my obligation is not to prove to you I don't have a cell phone. Your obligation is to prove to me that I have no other way to access my school account than with a cell phone. That puts the burden of proof on them. That puts the burden, period dot, on them. Because frankly, what if, just let's go into the realm of completely fucking nuts. What if you actually had a human being out there who really doesn't have a cell phone? In your example, you do not bring your personal cell phone to work. So by stating, I do not have a cell phone, no one has proof that you have a cell phone. And by me saying, my cell phone was destroyed, I no longer have one because I could not afford a new one, ergo, I don't have a cell phone. The burden of proof is on you to prove that I do, and you are then burdened as a... No, I feel they are burdened
the
to accommodate me by someone who does not have a cell phone. Because I'm telling them I don't.
The last thing I will warn you about, though, is that at some point, if you make yourself enough of a pain in the ass, someone is going to throw up their hands and say it's not worth it.
And I'm fine with
example,
that.
For example, Washington State is what is called an at-will employment state. And what that means...
So is Tennessee.
Is, yes, I know. I was going to mention that. What that means is that from your job, from, you know, whatever, you can leave or you can let go with, for any reason at all or no reason at all. They can just decide, you know what, we don't want to employ you anymore. And it is federally illegal for them to require me to purchase any particular equipment, including a cell phone that works with some retarded app. You know, out of my, you know, of my own, they are required to provide me all of the equipment necessary to do the job. And therefore I can sit here and stand on principle and say, if you want me in WhatsApp, you're going to have to give me a cell phone, which is not something that they've done yet.
Here's,
but at the same time, it being an at-will employment state, if I push too hard at some point, they can just be like, yeah, you're not worth employing anymore. Goodbye.
Okay, here's the thing, though. I fully understand that, okay? I am completely prepared if this college decided, oh, because it's too much trouble because you don't have a cell phone, we cannot offer you these services, we cannot continue to allow you as a student. You do understand, and I mean this. I'm putting it on recording. So there is actual receipts to the fact I'm saying this. I don't give a fuck.
All right, as long as you're aware that they...
I'm 1,000% aware that they can be like, you know what? We can't educate you because you don't have a cell phone. Just understand, you're not the only fucking community college in the state of Tennessee.
That's not the only reason they can't educate you.
Well, asshole.
Yeah, they're probably not educating, but anyway...
I thought he said they can't educate me anyway. Well, if no, that's not what I heard, then I retract the asshole statement.
No. They can't educate, period. But
that's true.
Yeah, that's true. What I was getting at.
But that's how I feel. No, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? I don't have enough hard-on to fucking have this degree, which I'll never use, to give a shit if they decide that I'm not willing to download an app and jump through their overreaching hoops. I'm okay with that. I'm at peace with ruining $1,400.
No. Well, more than that.
No. I'm not talking about the money I've paid previous. I'm talking about this semester.
Okay. Well, now here's something I'll throw out there as a possibility, right? Because I read the, I have the article from Microsoft and I'll go
those bitches. Yeah. Oh, go on.
Yeah. Well, I'll go to actually, so I'll actually pull it up here and I'll put it in the chat, but because I went and did the, I went and did the research on this. Cause I'm going, okay, I need to go see what the actual the thing is. And so what it says, right, is okay. So basically, they're going to nudge you to use passkeys starting at September 1st. And then, they're going to retire Microsoft provided SMS and voice fully retired in Microsoft Enter ID. And you can, if you want to use, MFA through SMS, you can use a third party provider You know, they'll give you the way to do that still, but Microsoft isn't going to provide it anymore. So what that basically means for most people is, yeah, they're probably not going to do that. And so after that, okay, they're, you know, so basically they'll, you know, they're going to require, you know, not only pass keys, which is a whole different other problem, but, you know, again, for multi-factor, they're going to force you to use an app, right?
Yeah. And my answer to that is no, thank you.
Yeah. Now there may be, now again, we might be able to do the TOTP workaround thing, and we'll dig in on your account.
Here's how I look at it, Phoneboy. Yeah. The way I plan to proceed forward is I do not have a cell phone. Depending on the pushback to that, depends on if we default to the TFTP or whatever.
Yeah,
the phone
or TOTP. Yeah, I just want to make sure.
It never hurts to be aware of your options.
Yeah, this is it's not.
And that's why I called this impromptu 2.5 Ben's bitch rant. Yeah. Session.
I mean, I get it. That's a pretty heavy gauntlet you're carrying, and it'll make a loud thud when you throw it down. But meanwhile, it doesn't hurt to be aware of what happens afterward.
Yeah.
I'm aware of playing Icarus and the dangers.
Yeah. But I think it'll be possible to use the TOPC thing, because I think my Microsoft account has that also. But I think I have it configured as one of the options, but before they forced us to use the Microsoft Authenticator thing. But
Here's the thing, Phoneboy. You and I behind the microphone can tinkle around on that, okay? Just remembering, I have a catch-22, as Ryan pointed out. If I'm going to make the bold statement I don't have a cell phone, I have to have something they can send an MFA to.
Yeah, well, or, again, use TOTP. It doesn't require them to send you anything.
That's why I don't have a cell phone that I can install apps on.
Where are they supposed... Okay, I'm going to ask a question because I'm not familiar with this technology. Where am I supposed to get this thing that's supposed to be sent to me when I go to log into my school account if I don't have this faking gay app?
No. What they will ask you to do instead, and because, again, I've been doing this for years, yep, is that I go into...
Muted.
I go into...
I mean, I'm looking for the raw is going to look like.
Okay, because, for example here, and I'll even show you this because I actually do have this configured. No, this is... Mm-hmm. Hold on. So... I'm in my Bitwarden right now, and I'm actually showing you that because this is, so I actually have, I have a verification code that basically the app, every 30 seconds, it'll generate a new 6-digit code, right? And it's based on time. And so
I not just hear the word app come out of your mouth?
Well, something
I'm not installing an app.
Well, you already have installed an app. Bitwarden does this, which is what I'm pulling this out of.
Yeah, you already have an app on there. It's called fucking iOS.
Well, yeah,
I don't use Bitwarden.
Yeah. Point being, right, it's some process or some app somewhere, right, has a, you know, you set this up as it's some sort of cryptographic.
The thing Phoneboy is pointing out is an open source algorithm, which means that it can be provided by open source, by a third party, by anyone who isn't Microsoft. This solves the I don't trust Microsoft problem. It doesn't solve the I'm never going to install an app at all. But at that point, why don't you carry around a Bakelite phone?
Or just not carry a phone at all would be great.
Yeah, honestly. Okay. But the point being that's what it's doing is instead of you getting a message, what the prompt is it's like another password prompt. It says, you know, enter your TOTP code, right? And so you go into
I don't think you're quite understanding my situation right now.
I've heard you. Okay,
no.
I'm explaining how the technology works,
and I'm explaining to you that I'd like to know how sitting in Professor George's class on a school laptop, I'm supposed to get a code with no cell phone.
Yeah, we get it. You've drawn a line in the sand. Now,
yeah, but the look on his face, Ryan, is complete blank because he doesn't know the answer, dude.
Now,
Do you?
I think he's quite aware that you've drawn a line in the sand and you're building a castle behind it. But meanwhile, this is a tech show. Here's another tech opportunity. I'd like to hear him explain it.
No, he can explain it. I'm just saying. I want to know if this is the workaround that is, you know, arguably the best option, okay? How that's supposed to work, if I take the stand that, oh, I don't have a cell phone, da-da-da, I'm logging in on
it
a...
It doesn't.
Okay, thank you.
You've,
That's all I'm asking.
The box you've drawn around yourself does not work with this. However, okay. The TOTP option that PhoneBoy is trying to explain is the, I still need to have an app, but it doesn't have to be the Microsoft app, which is a line that a lot of people want to follow. May we listen to him now?
Yeah. Like I said, yeah. He can explain it.
Yeah, but any app can, you can run the, yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's probably even a one line command line thing that can run it. It can run on a computer, it can run on a phone, it can run on anything, right? It's just an app that is, again, the one requirement is that the clock is in sync, right? That the clock is, because it's a 6-digit code that gets generated every 30 seconds, and it's a cryptographic thing, right?
I do know a workaround.
What's that?
I could use my tablet.
Well,
to
yeah.
receive well,
you're
said
not
thing.
You're not receiving anything, but you can run an app on your tablet that does this, right?
This still comes back to installing an app.
Yes, something has to do it, honey. And it, but it does not, but again.
I just realized that my Arch machine actually has a TOTP library already installed.
Yeah, it's probably used by browsers, but you can also use it, but yeah, you can, but the device can be completely offline is my point, honey. It doesn't have to be connected to the internet or anything like that, right? And it can be on a computer, it can be on a tablet, it can be on something, but.
Question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything with a CPU.
If it's offline, because you
run
said
it on your
offline.
Fridge.
How does that work?
It's generating a code based on time. It's like a password.
So it just randomly generates a code, excuse me, every so often.
Yeah, so like right here you can see. I mean, I'm showing it on
the
screen.
Yeah, so I can see it.
Yeah. So this is literally like, so this is literally, and I'll even bring the window over here, right, so you can actually see it. Mm-hmm. So this code is changing every 30, it's literally changing every 30 seconds. It's based on time, which is why I said the only requirement is the clock has to be correct.
Right, which as long as you've got your thing on long enough to boot up and remember that, oh shit, we've changed time zones.
Well, no, but
in my case,
but it's all based in UTC, so it's that doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
It's actually,
okay.
Yeah,
the only time they need some communication is there's a very long initial start key that you have to copy out when you set the thing up, and after that, the server has the same algorithm as the device, and they both know how long it's been since that communication. Therefore, they can come up with the same numbers. And if you do come up with the same numbers, that means that you had the same starting number.
Yeah, it's
the point.
Yeah, it's literally just. It's generating a 6-digit code, but it's based on an algorithm that involves time, and it's completely offline. And that you're not getting anything sent to your device. Like you said, you can run the device. The device that has the TOTP. In fact, they had physical tokens for this. In my books that I wrote, I have a picture of something called a secure ID token. It's that same concept.
Awesome. How much do they cost?
Yeah. Well, that's a whole different.
Well, 20 years ago, when my wife was starting up with this brand new game called World of Warcraft. They had an advanced login system where they would send you a keychain that had a little thing about 2 inches across that would display a 6-digit number, and that 6-digit number changed every 30 seconds, and you needed to enter that number in order to log into your game. This was 20 years ago, and they shipped it out to every player in a keychain.
I had one to log into, like, PayPal or eBay or something.
On the real, guys, if this, and I'm not even joking, if this was something, as opposed to me having to go through all the hoops that I'm currently having to go through, I don't think that I would hate having an unrelated little pocket fob that I could fucking pull out and be like, oh, my code is go fuck yourself, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, I mean,
that's literally what we've been saying.
No, you're literally talking about installing a fucking FOTP app on a
understand that in order to generate this, though, it requires software. Software needs to be packaged somehow. I could call it a fucking Python script that you run on your phone if you don't like the word app, but it needs some code.
No, what I like is not having to carry a... There you go, weirdo. GFY 123456. There you go, my man. That's exactly what I want my official code to be.
If you're really, really fast at long division, you can pull out a sheet of paper and do this yourself,
you
knowing the algorithm.
No,
you just
no.
have to do it in
there
30
it
seconds.
PhoneBoy just solved all of my ills in one fell swoop. Thank you, Scamazon. 55 and change, and I can have a fucking multi-profile TOTP hardware token in my pocket.
However, it still requires an app to load it, though, at least whatever.
God damn it! Everything requires a fucking app.
Well, yeah, you have to manage it somehow. This is what I'm trying. Yeah, this, you probably need to get something that has no app whatsoever, but it's only.
However, where would this app have to be installed on one of my fucking like phone or tablet, right?
I need to see if there's. Yeah. Okay, I need to see if I can actually find a. I need to see if I can find a different source for something like this. But the point is,
you just solved my rage point from this morning. That there's actually a physical thing that doesn't involve me having it on my cell phone, my tablet, my computer, whatever. I mean, yes, somewhere there's going to have to be an app. But again, oddly enough, I'm almost willing to have an app on my burner phone that is associated with that in comparison to.
Yeah, but it's not something you're going to have to use all the time. I think I'm trying to see how you actually program this thing, because it's a one-time thing is what it comes down to. You have to somehow get the TOTP blob to this device.
You just said some very magical words. One time.
Yeah, if you have to update it. But I actually found another one.
I saw the one you found.
Yeah, this I like it.
It's cheaper.
Yeah, it's a little bit cheaper. It's from the same company. It's from a company called Token 2. I want to add it to the cart here. But what I wanted, because I actually do want to see how this is going to work, because like
you're buying this thing.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and buy it. Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Ride disappeared. Yeah, Ride disappeared.
He's back, thankfully.
Yeah.
But no, I agree with you. Okay, I'm not trying to be completely impossible. I'm really not. I just am trying to find other solutions rather than being Microsoft's slave.
You don't need to try.
Yeah. So
what, to find other solutions?
Yeah. Yeah, basically, okay.
Bitch. That I do every day.
Impossible.
Okay, I'm going to read the product description. I'm going to put it in the chat here, too. No, I'm not going to give it a fucking. Well, when I put it in the show notes, I'll probably put an affiliate link on it. But anyway, this is what it is. And I'll read the description. The Token 2 Mini OTP card is a hardware alternative to Google Authenticator or other OAuth compliant software tokens. It works with authentication systems that support TOTP tokens. Blah, 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 blah. Program the card using your NFC-enabled Android or iOS phone by scanning a QR barcode, and blah, blah, blah. But that's as much connection as you need. So you only need the app the one time, and that's it. In fact, you can even put the fucking thing on my phone. That way you don't have to install it on your phone. Because once you set it up, it's kind of a set it and forget it thing. So because I guess the NFC sets the clock or whatever, and that's...
Super phone boy, that means you can install it on some piece of hardware you have, and I don't have to touch it. I can have it in my situation, and this solves the problem we have of my school losing their ever-loving mind.
Yeah, you don't have to put the... Yeah, we need an app to program it. So other than that, it's after that...
I'm being 100% serious when I say this, sir. Mm-hmm. If you want to put it on a device that you can sandbox... So that if something goes tits up for Harambe, we're not in a pickle? Cool story,
well,
bro.
Well, the app only has to run once. I can probably delete it after
and,
that.
So. And you think once being the fact that this is Chinesium isn't more than enough to completely fuck the pooch?
Yeah. Well, the point is that I will take the risk, okay? That's however... Yeah,
I'm saying. If you are willing to mitigate the risk by taking it on yourself, then I take a knee to you, sir, and you are a better man than I, and I appreciate your efforts.
Yeah, but this is. But the point is it needs to have NFC on a phone, right? So that kind of makes it a phone sort of thing, but that's only for programming it. And then once that is done, you know, you probably don't. You only need the app again if you need to reprogram the token. So
what I'm trying to figure out is. You know, and this is something that isn't exactly something I expect you can answer. Okay. But it's just going to be interesting to see having this device and taking the stand like, yeah, no, I'm not subscribing to your horse shit. And they may not even need to know, you know, if this is something that I don't know how this is going to work through my school's system.
No. Having set it up previously, mm-hmm. it will work. It will, again, you just go into your account and set up the TOTP thing, right? And then when it does multi-factor, it's going to say, hey, it'll instead prompt you for, you know, your two-factor. In this case, yes, it's ultimately the credential is much safer because it's completely offline. You're only using the phone to literally program the token. That is literally what the purpose of this of this thing. I don't know why it is not. Apparently I wasn't signed into my.
I'm fine with the fact that you arguably found a workaround, thanks to Sir Bemrose and his extensive knowledge.
Yeah, and I think that, but I also, like I said, I want to try this, is because it's honestly, like, even if we don't, you end up not using it or can't use it, I actually just kind of want to see how this works, because I like the idea of...
Can I, though? Yeah. Can, what you just said just kind of grated my nerves. Even if it doesn't work, what in the hell are you supposed to do if it doesn't work? And I don't mean, oh, you spent X amount of money. I mean, and not to be, like, all about me, but what happens if this doesn't work and I'm still left sunk in the middle of the fucking moat?
Well, then we'll figure it out. But, I mean, I don't... I mean, here's the thing. I don't, you know, the bottom line is, I think the only, you know, the only way we're going, I think the only way we're going to see things change in terms of onerous tech, which is what this is, ultimately, is... Yeah, people are going to have to stand up, right? And in bigger numbers and say, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore. Whether it's, you know, not subscribing, not downloading an app, you know, opting out as much as you can out of this shit, right? Yeah, maybe, you know, and unfortunately, as was also pointed out, yeah, you end up in this, you know, that you have to be prepared for either to compromise or to walk away and deal with the results of that.
And I'm honestly willing to walk away. Yeah. Like, this is my example of a compromise, is this particular, you know, token fob, yeah, if you will, that you have found that works with the, you know, FOTP stuff. At the end of the day, though, if this isn't something that works with my school, yada, yada, I'm fine to be like, peace. I'm 50 fucking years old. I don't need to submit to your demands as a community fucking college. You are not the only kid on the block. You're not the only game in town. I will find another school if just to finish this fucking one, you know, class for a degree. You don't own my sovereignty, fucker.
Yeah, but that's the only way this stuff's going to change. It's like, okay, yeah, we've been doing Bohica for 30 years. Well, yeah, it's probably time. It's time to stop doing Bohica. And I mean, the time to stop doing Bohica was, you know, I don't know, the best time to stop Bohicaing was 10 years ago. The second best time is right now, right? And yeah, that does mean that does mean taking a stand. And everybody is going to take a stand on different pieces of this. But, you know, enough people start doing it. And I think the, you know, Microsoft published this schedule. But Microsoft also has a habit of revising said things when they get feedback, when there's massive pushback and people say, fuck no, right? Because ultimately, you know, Microsoft wants to, you know, stay in the stack, right? And if you walk away from all their shit, of course, you know, Microsoft doesn't win, right? When you do that. And so, at some point, right, we all have to walk away from some of this shit, right? That we get, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, what's the most secure light switch? The one that only I can access through physical access, right? Yeah, I don't need to have all this shit. I don't want all this shit. Yeah, how do I secure IoT? Don't have it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, the less tech the less tech connected to the internet you have, the better, right?
There's a reason Sir Bemrose has a dumb house.
Yes, exactly. Well, so do we. We have a dumb.
Well, we don't own it.
Yeah, but... we have a dumb condo, but that's a different. That's a...
In many ways.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, so.
So yeah, let's switch context, because I'm sure that Ryan's so over my bitching and complaining about the school thing, and we think thanks to.
Okay, well, we're gonna have to use the backup recording. That's fine.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
I saw you hit the button every. I would swear on a stack
yeah.
of Bibles.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, no.
Backup recording FT dub.
That's okay. It just means it's just gonna be a little extra work getting it done, but that's okay.
Like I said, though, I'm sure Ryan's tired of hearing me fip and fap about this damn school things. Yeah. We have found a workaround. We will report back.
Yeah,
but in future bends if it works.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I'm interested. For the science of doing it, right? I think it's interesting. Like I said, I'm curious just from that perspective, and you know, okay, I'm sure it'll probably work, right? Yes, I have no for like the last 10 minutes. Oh shit!
Oh shit!
Oh okay. Well,
boy, we're just having a fantastic tech night, aren't we?
Yeah, here, let's
thank God this shit's on a backup recorder, because OMG.
Yeah, I know.
I'm wondering, is it
going out over the stream? Yeah, it's going out over the stream. Okay. So, all right. I have no idea what happened, but I think I have a feeling that that recording was also related to the, I don't know. I have a feeling it's the heat that's causing the issue at this point.
Ugh.
Yeah, so, yeah. All right, I think, honestly, like, I'm going to try to,
we need to reconnect to Sir B at the very least.
Yeah, so we're going
to
try and do that. That's why, I didn't realize you had, that we had lost you, Sir Bemrose. That's,
Yeah, putting in the chat, like, hey, I lost audio on CleanFeed would have been helpful.
Yeah, all right, let's try this again. And let's see if, yeah, I don't know why that, yeah, I guess I need, that's another VU meter I need to pay attention to. If that's not happening, then that's a problem. But this right here, which is actually closer to you. Yes. No, specifically, see where my cursor is?
Yeah.
That one.
When I said yours.
Yes, yes.
Yours implies the one that says Phone Boy, not Lord of Tech.
Yes, exactly. So, okay, you can hear us now over clean feed, correct?
Oh, hello. Oh.
Oh, no, I missed it. Sorry.
Let me kill the stream. That was
yeah, sorry a little about schizophrenic. That. Yeah. All right. So, sorry about that. But
Hey, you guys were on a roll.
Yeah, we were on a roll. Sorry about that. I missed it. I think we kind of missed it. Yeah. But I think the TLDR
the whole stream, Weirdo reported the whole stream went to test pattern DJ Lotus report, but yeah
I think it's yeah,
but not in the chat. Is it listed?
Yeah,
no one said shit about fuck in the chat. Well, like, hey, stream dropped.
Yeah, no audio in clean feed. You did say that though. I will give you that. Yeah, and I
said that DJ Lotus said test pattern. It's all good. You, like I said, you guys were on a roll. I was listening on the stream, which gives me a little bit of a delay, but you know, if something had happened, I could have probably found a way to get your attention.
Yeah, I do see that it went off, and but I have a feeling that the heat is probably causing issues. It's probably good we're not doing a show this weekend. Yeah, doing a show on Saturday.
Yeah, that, you know what, Weirdo, that's been happening, because he said it was a test pattern for about a second and a half.
Yeah.
That sometimes has been happening, like in the last week or two, it happened during Lotus, and, I think.
Yeah.
At the same time that it said test pattern, clean feed just suddenly went back to no audio coming through this way, so I kind of muted and turned on the stream.
Oh, I know. I suspect, but it's funny because our recording also stopped, and I did, and I'm pretty sure I didn't stop it.
My mouse has been sitting on the base of my monitor. No,
I may have accidentally clicked it, but the point is that
you were doing a lot of things. You hit it one. Oh shit! I'll bet I know when it happened.
Yeah.
You moved this over here so that I could see something better. That may have been when it happened. It was the TOPT or TOTP timer thing.
The thing is, I could have done it here within the clean feed window. That's
isn't that a kick?
Yeah, that's anyway. So because
irrelevant though, we're back now.
That's
so
fine. I feel like we kind of have exhausted that topic anyway.
Yeah, we have.
This being a regular show, I don't know that we want to bring a lot more.
No.
No, we literally, the only reason why I had kind of called an impromptu Ben's was because I did really want to get your advice, right? All shit aside, I do actually value your opinion as a dude named Ben.
As you should.
Okay, easy, Tiger. Don't let your head get too big. But I mean, truly, when it comes to
breaking the balls,
exactly,
breaking the balls.
When it comes to the two of you, I do actually listen and take in, and that's why I was kind of hoping, like, you know, Cotton Gin and Net-Ned and maybe even Fox would come hang out so that I could get different perspectives on exactly how to attack, if you will, this particular situation. It wasn't that that's why we said, don't worry about bringing any stories, just show up, because I wanted to be able to find a solution before we got down to like D-Day countdown, because what is it, Thursday of next week is when my semester actually begins. Thursday will be my first in person.
Yeah, well, Weirdo, yeah, you're
Weirdo says, oh, I'm sorry. Well, no, dude, like, you vibe code, you know.
No, we love you, dude. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean,
your opinion is suspect because you trust AI, but I mean, it's all good.
Well, No. AI is just a tool, like a gun. In the right hands, it can be.
I would trust Weirdo more than I would trust an AI.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
sure. You know, I trust the things I vibe code into the toilet bowl every morning more than I trust an AI, but that's me.
Well, yes.
Are you implying you're dropping log files, sir?
Something like that.
Hazmat. There's lots of names.
Number one,
it.
I have to go number two. Captain's log.
Don't wipe with the cat.
Captain's log.
Yes. Supplemental. Supplemental bog roll.
I can't live.
All right. Well,
what the hell did I do signing up to do this show with you folks?
Well, we're going
to
do it again next week because this was...
We're going to do a real Ben's next week.
We're going to do a real Ben's next week. And so, yeah. And
I could do an actual story. Microsoft's Reboot Tuesday. 176 elevation of privilege vulnerabilities. 11 security feature bypass vulnerabilities. 110 remote code execution vulnerabilities. 86 information disclosure vulnerabilities, 12 denial of service vulnerabilities, and 21 spoofing vulnerabilities, all patched. And a day and a half later, Nightmare Eclipse comes out with another one.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Exactly.
Holy crap.
Yes.
But we love.
And we're supposed to trust Microsoft with security. Oh, yes.
Yeah, the whole thing we've been ranting about all night. By the way, yeah. I think it's great. I really want to hear. I want to hear, Sir Bemrose, you've got this Nightmare Eclipse thing. I don't think this is going to keep. I'm too itchy. Tell us.
Well, the latest one is called Shield Break, which is a bypass for another Defender privilege escalation. Apparently, they work differently, but kind of do the same thing. Basically, it is a way to gain system privileges on a fully patched Windows 10, Windows 11, Windows Server. Apparently they didn't patch the previous one. Anyway, I did not dig in enough deeply to be able to tell you everything that's going on, but, the article is now in the chat. What I like is that, He'd gone almost 3 weeks without one, and he literally waited until after Reboot Tuesday just to make sure.
Yes, that's the best way to do it, of course, because because you know part of the reason he's doing it, I guess, is because he's had a bad experience
and who hasn't had a bad experience with Microsoft once or twice ever.
Bruno says it's almost as if Microsoft is a shit company film at 11.
Pretty much. I mean, seriously, this is,
I mean, honestly, the details of the exploit are not even that important. The interesting story here is the guy who's doing it and the timing of the release.
Oh, yeah, this is all about Nightmare Eclipse. It has nothing to do with what he dropped or when, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why when you said, oh, Nightmare Eclipse did it again, I'm like, oh, I want to hear it.
Yeah, but I mean, what else is new, though? I mean, seriously, like, this is, I mean, the amount of, you know, by the way, Microsoft last month had like 500 and something, right? I mean, seriously, like, this is some crazy stuff. So I guess I'm going to have show notes for this episode. I mean, seriously, like I wasn't, yeah, for
hey, an impromptu, you're welcome.
Yeah, for an impromptu show. Well, no, I had my own links, and I think it was inevitable that I was going to do show notes, but at least this time I only have.
Well,
like,
you obviously need to link to that TOTP keychain.
Well, yeah, I did. I put it.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah, I actually did. I dumped it in. I dumped it on Amazon here. This is
it's not a keychain, though.
No, this is a key. They have one. Yeah, the other one was like a calculator. This is actually a keychain, or this is actually like a credit card size thing.
I mean, I'd love to have a keychain. That'd be like really cool. I've got a keychain for my USB stick that I haul around.
Yeah, I'm trying it. Well, I mean, I'll see if I can find that as another form factor, maybe, because again, if this basic idea works, then that's.
This is totally proof of concept all day.
Yeah, exactly. So, but anyway, I think this. Yeah, so. So for an impromptu episode, which I'm just calling, I don't know. It's. I think I've got it in my notes as THB bonus one. So.
Didn't
or 29 and a half.
Yeah, that's what I actually
said. 29.5. Yeah,
29.5, which is exactly what I did. But yeah, we're
29.1B.
Yeah. I wanted it to be a B-00, but he refuted me.
I think it actually what it has to be is a 29.33. I think that's, you know.
I like Weirdo's idea, though. To be entirely safe, you need an OTP butt plug.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Let's get the fuck out of here. I think with all of this, you know, I think we're all done. And this is, and so, yeah. So thank you for joining us for this impromptu episode of 2 minutes of Tech Hate, which turned into like an hour.
Try 2 hours of Tech Hate.
2 hours of Tech Hate. That might be another show title.
That's a service we provide.
That is a service we provide. So until next Friday, I'm Phone Boy.
I'm Phoenix.
I'm Sir Bemrose.
And we had a great goddamn time.
We had a great damn time, but guess what?
It's game over, man. It's game over. What are we gonna do now? What are we gonna do?
Shit.
Yeah.
We're gonna walk all over the ending. We're also gonna say, this is what you get for not using the stylus I handed you tonight.
Yeah.
Audio, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Audio, motherfucker.
Audio, dude.